Bellevue High School has been a football powerhouse for the past 15 years, but the program is in big trouble over recruiting violations. An investigation found that athletes used fake addresses to gain eligibility and that boosters paid athletes to attend a private alternative school, which former teachers have described as a diploma mill. Yesterday, the King Co Conference announced sanctions against the team. Chris Daniels of King 5 News has been covering this story. He was at the Bellevue School Board meeting on Tuesday, where parents packed the house to support the football program. Daniels told KUOW's Bill Radke, the Bellevue Wolverines are banned from postseason play for the next 4 years.
And that means a whole lot to the people involved in the Bellevue School District and the Bellevue High School community, given that they have won 11 state titles over a 15-year span and have been very successful there, and there has been a lot of support, financial and otherwise. That is a huge blow to the Bellevue football program, but it sounds like they are not done fighting there in the city of Bellevue and that the story is not yet over.
They are not done fighting. Yeah, will you paint the picture of that Bellevue School District Board meeting yesterday?
Yeah, it was an interesting day, not only with the announcement from the King Co Conference, but also with the Bellevue School District. Keep in mind that the school district has already indicated to the head coach, Butch Goncharoff, and the assistant coach, Pat Jones, on the football team that they will not be welcomed back next year. Either their contract won't be renewed or they will be terminated, and that's according to both coaches. What we had yesterday was an interesting scene with Goncharoff addressing the school board and saying, you may not like me, but don't do this to the kids, and getting a wild round of applause from the players that were in the room and dozens of parents. And after all of that, the superintendent of schools said he believed the sanctions that had been proposed by the King Co Conference were too harsh, and he made the point that they are going to appeal the sanctions, in his words, to protect our students. So it appears that the district itself now is drawing a line between penalties that would affect their students or student athletes and penalties that would affect adults.
We're talking with Chris Daniels from King 5. What about bigger ripple effects of this Bellevue High School Wolverine situation? Do you see signs that other schools are looking at this and maybe changing their ways?
Yeah, Bill, the one thing I would say is booster clubs in particular. There's been a lot of attention on Bellevue and how much money they have raised as a booster club for their football program over the last several years. And in my discussions with the King Co Conference and with the WIAA, it does not seem there's to be a whole lot of regulation of booster clubs and how they're run and how money's distributed and how money's gathered and whether money can go to camps or not. It seems like there's a lot of gray area there. Perhaps that's going to be the change that comes out of this statewide, is the regulation of booster clubs, no matter the sport or the club, at the prep level.
That's fascinating. Yeah. How much do you allow interested parents to boost excellence, and how?
And that's the opposite side of the argument, is schools and good schools and good programs, wherever they are, have been supported by parents in the past. And any parent knows that at a school, you're often asked for money to help with your local programs and the programs that matter to your son or daughter. So what's right or wrong in this situation? And I think you'll hear that argument as well going forward.
Chris Daniels, reporter for King 5 News, speaking with KUOW's Bill Radke. The Bellevue School District will appeal the sanctions. The superintendent is expected to file that appeal on Monday.